KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we're partly to mostly cloudy skies, 50 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 78. Winds out of the north at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elk Horn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports today 126 additional COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. Monday for a total of this morning as 45,927. Of the state's confirmed cases, 33,923 Iowans have recovered. And the Iowa DPH reports 7 additional COVID-19 deaths since yesterday for a statewide total of 885. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 476 of the state's total deaths. More than 488,130 Iowans have been tested for the virus to date. One more person has tested positive in Cass County and one more positive in Shelby County, bringing the number in Cass County to 48 and the number of Shelby County to 161. Statewide, 442,582 people have been tested negative for COVID-19. And in hospitals in southwest and western Iowa, report 14 people are hospitalized with the virus. 7 are currently in an ICU. No one was admitted since 10 a.m. Monday, and no one was on a ventilator as of this morning. There are currently 24 outbreaks in Iowa's long-term care facilities. Mills County public health officials on Monday reported 4 more positive cases of COVID-19 in the county. One of the newly confirmed cases is a person 18 to 40 years of age. The others are all age 41 to 60. One individual contracted the virus through close contact, while the others contracted it through community spread. The latest cases bring the total to 79 in Mills County, with 38 persons having recovered. Officials say more than 2,655 residents of the county have been tested. And going forward, Mills County Public Health and the Mills County Emergency Management Agency will only be sending out weekly reports now following a briefing of the Mills County Board of Supervisors during their regular meetings on Tuesday morning. And they will not report for every confirmed case. Officials continue to encourage residents to be safe, practice social distancing and hand washing procedures, along with other measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A pavement patching project on Iowa Highway 83 at 2nd Avenue from the west city limits to Poplar Street here in Atlantic will require lane closures and closure of some side streets during working hours beginning Thursday, August 6th, and until Thursday, August 13th, weather permitting. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office says 10 Point Construction is the prime contractor for the project. Traffic will be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should therefore expect some delays. A Stanton man was arrested Monday on domestic assault charges. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Shea Michael Berglund was arrested around 8 p.m. for domestic serious assault. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending further court proceedings. A traffic stop at around 11 p.m. Monday in Red Oak resulted in a woman arrested for possession of a controlled substance. 26-year-old Jade Dakota Aaron Bacon of Red Oak was taken into custody and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. One person was arrested Monday morning following a stabbing incident in Council Bluffs. Authorities say at around 5:40 a.m., Council Bluffs police and fire personnel were called to the 3500 block of 5th Avenue for a stabbing that had just occurred. Upon their arrival, officers located 37-year-old Anthony Carman of Council Bluffs, bleeding heavily from a deep laceration to his abdomen. Carman was able to tell the officers that he had, and 55-year-old Troy Finley of Council Bluffs had been involved in an altercation, and that Finley had stabbed him with a knife. Finley fled from the area prior to officers getting to the scene. Carman was taken by ambulance to Nebraska Medicine, where he was last in stable condition and was expected to recover. At around 9:50 a.m. Monday, a Council Bluffs police officer saw Finley riding a bicycle near 30th and West Broadway. Finley refused to stop and tried to elude the officer, but the officer's canine partner was able to apprehend Finley, who was taken to Mercy Hospital to receive treatment for a dog bite. Finley was then booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of felony willful injury, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession, or rather eluding and interference with official acts. In the funeral announcements, LaVon Anderson, age 89, of Harlan, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for LaVon Anderson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Gerald Jerry Claver, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Jerry Claver will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Jean Betts, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Betty Betts will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey, or rather rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Sharon Pearl Estes, age 77, of Diamond Head Lake near Dexter, died July 28th. Graveside memorial services for Sharon Estes will be on Wednesday at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ernest Carley, age 95, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Ernest Carley will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Doris Johns, age 98, of Panora, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Doris Johns will be Friday at 10:30 at the Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Philip Widener, age 70, of Marnie, died Saturday at CCMH. Funeral services for Philip Widener will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Clayton Ellingson, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 26th at CCMH. A celebration of life for Clayton Ellingson will be Saturday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Deanna Johnson, age 76, of rural Atlantic, died Monday at her home. A private family service for Deanna Johnson will be held at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. And Warren Kellaway, age 65, who is formerly of Anita and recently of West Des Moines, died Sunday at his home. Services for Warren Kellaway are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. News was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.